A long, long time ago, God made everything. He made this galaxy, and he made all galaxies, and he made the whole universe, and he made people like you and me as well. And the reason why God made us was so that we could love him and he could love us. But the people he made, who are just like us, often they want to do things their own way rather than God's way. And that made God very sad, and it made them very sad. But God had a plan. And the plan involved a young woman called Mary. And she heard a whisper. And the whisper was by an angel. Chocolate angels of light. Chocolate angels of light. Great. And the angel, can anyone remember the angel's name? Yeah? Gabriel. And Gabriel said to Mary, "Mary, you're going to have a baby, and the baby's father is God. You're going to have God's baby. He's going to be God's son." And Mary was a bit taken aback by this, but she said, "God, whatever you want to happen, may it happen." And so that was the message of Gabriel to Mary. Now, Mary was engaged to a man called Joseph. And Joseph was a good egg. In fact, you couldn't have met a kinder man than Joseph. And Joseph was a bit confused that Mary was going to have a baby. And so he was thinking about what he should do. And then he had a dream. And in the dream, an angel came to him and said, "Joseph, marry Mary, look after Mary, and look after the baby whose name is going to be Jesus." And so Joseph said, "I'll do that." He did what God wanted him to do. Now, they had to go on a long journey from where they lived in Nazareth down to Bethlehem. It's a long journey of 90 miles, and that's a long, long way, especially if you can't take an aeroplane or even a double-decker bus. It only gets worse, by the way. Now, they went to Bethlehem. They couldn't find a room, but they were able to find a stable. Who sleeps in a stable? Anyone know who sleeps in a stable? Yes. Animals. Well done, Nina. Animals sleep in a stable. Now, we don't know quite what animals may have been there in that stable, but we can be pretty sure there wasn't a lion in the stable. Do you think there were any penguins in the stable? No. A bit warm for them. And contrary to popular opinion, there weren't even probably any reindeers in the stable. But it was in that stable that Jesus was born. The baby Jesus was born in the stable. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a jelly baby, and jelly babies aren't made of chocolate. But here's the thing. Jesus is different. He is holy. He is God's son. There has never been anybody like Jesus. Now, a lot of people came to see Jesus, and we've been hearing about some of them today in our nativity. And you remember when the shepherds were up here, and they were throwing Betty the sheep around the place, and the sky was bright. And what do you think they may have seen when they looked up into the sky? Milky Way. They'd have seen the Milky Way as they looked up into the sky, and they heard that message, "Go to Bethlehem, see this child who's the Son of God, the Messiah, and go to Bethlehem, and you will see this sign. You will see the child in a stable lying in a manger." And a manger is a feeding trough for animals, probably have hay and things in it. So they knew that was going to be a strange thing. So when they saw a baby in a feeding trough, they thought, this is the baby. This is baby Jesus. Now, some other visitors came to see Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And these people were very, very clever. What do we call people who are very, very clever? We call them smarties, don't we? So there were some smarties. We call them wise men. And they came to see Jesus. Now, we would call them astronomers or astrologers. And they were people who looked at the planets. They looked at the stars. But they, at that time, thought that whatever way the planets were or the stars were in the sky, that had a special meaning. And they believed that God was saying something to them through the stars they could see in the sky. Now, some modern day smarties, some modern day astronomers would say that it could have been the alignment of three planets in our solar system. There's Jupiter, they thought, and it's called the King Star. And there's Saturn, and there's also another planet that has chocolate with it, a Mars. And so the modern-day astronomers think that it could have been the alignment of three planets, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. And that would have formed a very bright light in the sky, and it would have been very significant for the smarties, for the wise men. And they would have thought, what does this mean? But they had a meaning for every planet, every star, and where they were in the sky. And what they believed God was saying to them through the light in the sky was, a new king is born in Bethlehem. That's what the stars were saying to the wise men. And that's why they then traveled down to Bethlehem. And do you know how they went? How they traveled? Well, I think they went on their caramels, didn't they? They went on their caramels. And they went to Bethlehem, and they had three gifts. Can you remember what they were? The first one? Gold. Gold, like chocolate gold coins. Gold, frankincense. And the third one? Myrrh. Now, the thing was that they knew that they had arrived in Israel and they had asked about, where is this new king to be born? And Herod got to hear about it, and Herod was a bad king. And Herod didn't like the sound of the fact that the smarty astronomers were saying, this is the time when a new king has been born in Israel. And Herod didn't like the sound of that. So he said to the wise man, whenever you find him, come and tell me. I can go and worship him too. And then the wise men went off. And they went to Bethlehem. They saw Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They gave the gifts and they worshiped. But then in a dream, they were warned not to go back and tell Herod, because they heard in the dream that Herod was up to his old tricks. And so they realized they shouldn't tell Herod, because he was going to do something that was bad. So there you go. There's the Christmas story in chocolate. But here's the crunch. And the crunch is that God came for every single person from every nation to show all of us the love of God, to show us how to have a relationship with God, because he made us at the beginning to have a relationship with him, to know his love for us and for us to love him with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. But all of us get to choose whether we believe that Jesus Christ is the King of everything. All of us have to make our own selection. But all of us should remember, I think, that at Christmas time, as we have an opportunity to learn more about Jesus, to pray to our Heavenly Father Jesus, to remember that Jesus Christ is indeed the reason for our celebration. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, the light of the world, the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of all. And we declare today, Lord, that Jesus Christ is the King of our lives and the King of our hearts, because he's the King of love. And Lord, you alone love us. You alone show us, Lord, what it means to be loved with no conditions. You receive us just the way we are. So, Lord, we just want to say today, we give you our lives, and we pray that you would give us your life through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us for going the wrong way sometimes, and thank you, Lord, that you've shown us the right way in Jesus, the King who is unlike any other. And all this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.